Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No, showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom. To women's views. The boys is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Friday, TGI day. Thank God it's Friday. You got paid. You're going to party it on. It's how we do. You know, it's the power of minds on Friday. But we got an exclusive hot interview with your man, Ace Diamond, who's going to be live in the building, man. His story is a success. His story is straight up a miracle. The struggles and the trials and tribulations he went through to be a successful individual, to be an artist that he is inspiring for all people. So y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722 because we about to get it in. I'm going to send a shout-out to Prolific for that, you know, intro for me. Shout-out to the Beans. Shout-out to Providence. You know, shout out to New York. Shout out to Mr. Pre Did It. Shout out to DJ Finesse. Mass Management Group, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing out there. Shout out to my street queens who we shut it down on Rock the Vote yesterday. You know what I mean? We're going to do what it do. It's Friday. Get happy. You know what I'm saying? We doing what it do. I want to be live with Ace Diamond, who got the hot single, you know what I'm saying, Blow the Whistle. I'm going to drop that for you after we get it in with Ace Diamond in the building. 401, you live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
What's going on, Lush?
What's the deal?
What's up? This is Ace, yo.
What's up, Ace, baby? How you doing today? How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling great, yo. I'm feeling great. Real good. God has blessed me, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, all I can say is you are blessed. Man, that's all I can say, man. You are seriously blessed, man. For real.
I wanna thank you for this interview too, man. That's a good look.
Hey, that's nothing, man. Like I say, support the independent entrepreneurs, independent artists trying to do their thing. My movement is a movement. I support positive people doing positive things, man.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Shout out to DJ Finesse, man. You know,
absolutely.
Doing out
there. What up, Finesse? See, I know he's listening right now. What up, Finesse? What up, Mace Management? What up to all my people in Providence and everything? You know what I mean? You know what it is.
That's how we do, man. And so, Ace Diamond, the phenomenon.
Yes.
The man with the blessings, the miracle man. What's up with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling right now, man. God is good. You know what I'm saying? Life is good for me right now. Just hooked up with, you know, my man Mace, a.k.a. DJ Finesse, Bad Boy's Finest, with his management group. Everything's been going well. Big shout out to Matt Netto, too. You know what I'm saying? He's a big part of everything, the publicist and all that. But life is good right now, yo. Just doing a lot of things for the Cancer Society right now. Trying to just put a breath of fresh air on hip-hop, you know what I mean? And just because it needs a change, man, and you know, there's a lot of people out there I respect that's doing it, but there's a lot of other people that, you know, ain't doing it right. You know what I'm saying? So just trying to get it in, you know what I mean, do what I got to do right now in the studio, working on my album right now. Got the hot single, Go to Whistle, a.k.a. Penalty, you know what I'm saying, produced by Keith Harris, none other than the drummer of the Black Eyed Peas. So, you know, that's a good look, too. Got to give him a shout-out from Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is right now. Yeah.
Ace Diamond, is Ace, where we get the Ace Diamond from? Explain that whole thing, the whole thing, the name.
Well, I used to go by Cassius for a while, but then, you know, when I had my brain surgery, my first brain surgery, I kind of wanted something a little more personal. I mean, Cassius was just a name I always liked, and I always looked up to Muhammad Ali and everything, so that's why I named myself. But when I got my surgery, my first one, I was in the hospital for a while, and I was just sat there, and I had a lot of time to think. And I started thinking about my godfather, God rest his soul, Uncle Mo. And when I was a youngin', he used to call me his ace. So he used to call me that all the time. We was riding in his caddy and everything or whatever. But then my birthstone is diamond. So I just put the two together, and that's how his diamond was born. So with the change of, you know what I'm saying, my whole life changing at that point, I figured I think I needed a name change too. Plus there's a Cassius already that's with G-Unit. So I figured it was just like destiny that I needed to change my name. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, so.
Ace Diamond, how old are you, man?
I'm 30 now. I'm 30.
You're 30. Wow. You're still young in the game, man. You're still young in the game. Doing your thing. I was checking out this YouTube. I think you was at Lake or something like that.
Twin River, yeah. That's up in Lincoln, Rhode Island, yeah. Well, my man Chachi, got to give him a shout-out, too. Chachi representing Provo Providence, too. No doubt.
I was checking y'all out. Y'all was rocking the stage, doing y'all thing. Y'all had crazy chemistry on stage, man.
Yeah, that's my man. We go way back since we was like 15, man. We was in a high school college program, kind of. It's called Hubbard Bound or whatever. So we met there. We from like totally different sides of the tracks. He's from Pawtucket. I'm from Providence, which is not far, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's on the other side of town. But I met him there, and, you know, it's been all love ever since. And you know, he's doing this thing, too. He just recently was on 106 and Park for the third time. So he tore down Wild Out Wednesdays and all that, whatever. But, yeah, that was the first hip-hop performance ever at the casino. So that was definitely a good look. Yeah. And they, you know, we just presented them with the story, and they were like, yo, we love it. You know what I'm saying? So
how was life in the Providence, you know, growing up? You know what I'm saying? How was it?
It was rough, you know what I'm saying? Not obviously, but I'm one of the statistics that didn't have my pops around, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately. But I had a really, really, like, a angel for a mother. Big shout-out to my mom, Linda. She's out in ATL with one of my sisters right now. So she just recently had my first nephew, actually. Big shout-out to Carter, who was born last week.
Shout-out to nephew.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Get it in. But, you know, it was rough, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, you know, I grew up with a silver spoon in my mouth, you know what I mean? It was rough on my mom. We're trying to work two jobs and go to college at the same time, raising me and my two other sisters. So, you know what I mean? It was rough, you know what I'm saying? I got caught up in a lot of stuff I wasn't supposed to be in, especially before I had my surgery, too. Like, I was hanging around with a negative crowd, doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing. And then, you know, God just laid me on my back and was like, yo, I gave you a gift and you need to use it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I took it. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So.
Yo, I was looking at your picture. Yo, you mixed?
Huh?
Are you mixed?
Yeah. I'm Cape Verdean and Black, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I was like reading your whole bio, man. You got a real deep story, my dude. I mean.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that go through cancer and go through chemo. Some people don't make it.
I know.
Some people suffer. Some people die slow.
I know. Yep.
And you were able to fight through all of that and make it, and you're still here and breathing, man. Tell us that story, my dude.
Well, it started in 2005. I was just sitting. I had an apartment with my sister, Lindsay. Big shout-out to Lindsay, too. I had an apartment with her. We just got home or whatever. We was chilling. She was about to cook. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, no headache, no dizziness or whatever, I just had a seizure. Never had a seizure before. When I woke up, you know what I'm saying, you know, the paramedics was in my face. I didn't know what the heck was going on. So they just rushed me to the emergency room. And the last thing I was expecting them to say was, you know, you had a brain tumor. I just thought that I was overstressed, blacked out, something. But when they came in the room and it was me, my mom, and my little sister, Lindsay, that's what they said. They said, you have a brain tumor the size of a golf ball. It's been growing in you since you was like 15. So that was the last thing I wanted to hear. But, you know, I immediately, you know, my family obviously broke down. But, you know, I had to be strong, and they had to be strong too. So I got through that first one, and it was, you know, I wouldn't say easy, but, I mean, it was, I had to be strong, you know what I'm saying, because the rest of my family was bugging out. So I was good for about a year, and then in 2006, November of 2006, it came back. It was discovered on another MRI, so it came back. But this time, it was a little rougher because I had to go through not only the surgery, but I had to go through physical therapy, occupational therapy, learn how to tie my shoes again, learn how to walk again. Then I had to go to chemo and radiation all at the same time. So
wow.
The first time I didn't do all that, but the second time I had to do all that. But I just found some inner strength, man. I just refused to lose and refused to give up, man. So, and I know that God wouldn't have woke me up off that table if he didn't have a purpose for me. So ever since then, I've been, you know, trying to get it in, trying to do it for real, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man, because, you know, I mean, Ace Diamond is the true epiphany of a miracle, man. I mean, I truly can tell you that, you know what I'm saying, no matter what adversity you're going through, you can get through it and you can make it, man. He's a survivor. Straight up and down, he is a true survivor, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and I give you love and blessings, you know what I'm saying, because that's some hard stuff to deal with, cancer, for real.
Yeah, you know? a lot of people don't realize how tough it is. And, you know, even brain surgery kind of gets pushed to the side because, you know, it's a very rare form of cancer, but, I mean, there's a lot of cancers out there that kill, as everybody knows or whatever, but I'm in a calendar that I just got nominated for the top 12 real Rhode Islanders, and it goes to support breast cancer for women out there, you know what I mean? So definitely go to realrhodeislander.com and try to cop one of them calendars. Make sure you put in my name, though.
That's what it is, man.
So what
does Dr. John Duncan III, does that name ring a bell to you? What does that mean to you, Dr. John Duncan III?
Well, first of all, that is a special man. He's also touched by God, and I'm telling you, when this man walks in the room, it doesn't matter what's going on, who you are, anything. He can calm a club down when he walks in the room, like a crazy club. He can calm that down because he has such a, like, calming nature in him. And at the time, you know, being a musician, I didn't have insurance, you know what I'm saying? But he's actually a pediatric neurosurgeon. So he saw my case come across, you know, the board or whatever, and he was like, I want to take this. You know what I mean? I want to take this even though I'm only used to doing children. You know what I mean? I want to take this, like, this kid's case. And the first thing he said to me when he came to the hospital was, you know, there's two options. We can either do a biopsy or we can go in and take it out. And I asked him, you know, what did he think? You know what I'm saying, being the doctor. And he's like, I want to get this out of you so you can live the rest of your life. So, I mean, he means everything to me, you know what I'm saying? He actually just recently got another job out in California. He's starting his own, like, neurosurgery hospital, actually, out there. So he's definitely an important person in my life, you know what I'm saying? I still try to keep in contact with him when I can. But if it wasn't for him and God, you know what I mean, I don't know where I'd be right now. My family, all my friends that supported me, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? But he was definitely... He definitely didn't have to take the case, but for some reason he did, and I'm thankful for that.
That's a blessing, man. Shout out to Dr. John Duncan III, man.
Absolutely. Wherever,
man, love and blessings, man, for, you know, bringing an angel in this world and keeping them living out here, for real, real talk, you know. So there's this song, right, Those Three Words. What does that song mean to you, man?
Well, that was a song I wrote after I wrote a song called Life Go By. Life Go By basically explains how I had my seizure and everything I was feeling at the time when I was in the ambulance and after my first surgery. But those three words was really how I felt about when the doctors came in at the emergency room and said, you have cancer. You know what I mean? So a lot of people thought those three words meant love, you know what I mean, because that's what it usually means. But, you know, I put it as you have cancer, you know what I'm saying? And and every time you notice in some of the lines, I keep saying, see, I don't want to know, like Marvin, yo. You know what I mean? I throw the C in there because they call cancer the big C. So that was my expression on what cancer really did for me. Not only did it break me down, but it built me up. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that song got inspired.
You are an amazing individual, man. You give me motivation to just keep on, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no reason nobody should be out here complaining.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? This dude done seen his life flash before his eyes, and he done made it through. So you can't sit here and complain about nothing out here. Real talk.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
You know, I mean, does that make you see life totally different, you know, than what you used to?
Absolutely, man. I mean, like I told you before, like I wasn't doing the right things. I actually really wasn't trying to pursue my music career too much, too. I just got tired of the games and, you know, the he say, she say, and the broken promises of the music biz, you know what I'm saying, as they say. And I just got tired of it. I stopped actually writing for about 2 years and just kind of put it down. And then, you know what I mean, it definitely made me see things in a different light because I wasn't using my talent to the best of my ability. Even when I was going hard in the studio, I wasn't going as hard as I could. And, you know, it opened my eyes to a lot of different things. Like, I mean, you know, life can be cut short at any time. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, kind of cliche-ish, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. And you got to live every day like it's your last. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely opened my eyes up to that because I was living life like whatever. Every day is just another day. I didn't see it as a blessing, but I do now. You know, I definitely see every day as a blessing. I see everybody that comes into my life, every opportunity that I get is a blessing. So, you know, it definitely opened my eyes up to the world, actually. So.
What it is, man, you know what I'm saying? You an awesome dude, man. I give
you
nothing but respect, for real. Real talk. Now let's get into the music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What was your inspiration to get into the whole music thing, to be an MC?
Well, to be an MC, first of all, like my father actually was in, you know, groups back in the 70s, whatever, opened up for Teddy Pendergrass, Earth, Wind & Fire. They never really made it too big, but they, you know, they touched some pretty big stages, opening up for Prince and all that. So, I mean, like I said, I don't really get along with them, but that's where the music influence came in. And from a lot of older dudes around my way that were doing the same thing, you know, gigging on the weekends and singing on the weekends or whatever. But when I heard Big Daddy Kane, and that it was it. When I heard Smooth Operator, that was it for me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, that's what's up. That had just hit my heart, and that's what made me want to get in the hip-hop game, man. That's really, like, him, people like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people like him, Rakim, that really, like, it sent a chill through me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do the same thing. I need to do this rap. I need to do it. So that's kind of what opened up my eyes to the hip-hop game. So
how did you feel when you first held that mic, that wonderful magic mic in your hand, and your first time you got on stage and you rocked your first crowd? How did you feel, son?
I never forget it because I opened up for Foxy Brown as a group. I was in a group at the time, and we had a little intro with my
group.
Man DJ. Yeah, I was with a group before. It was called Various, but that was when I was a teenager. Like 15, 16 years old, just out of high school. Well, still in high school, actually. But we opened up with Foxy Brown at the Strand down in Providence. And big shout out to DJ Naughty, too. He was our DJ. He's still my man, still DJ Naughty. Big up to him. But when I first hit that stage and them curtains opened and I seen the crowd, they didn't even know our songs. And they was just, like, up and cheering or whatever. Man, that feeling is unexplainable. When that crowd, you get that crowd energy, it just gives you energy, man. It's unbelievable. I can't even explain how I feel when I touch that mic. It's like I'm in a different world, so especially now. You know what I mean? It means even more to me now because, you know, I my tumor was actually right next to my speech. So,
wow.
You know what I mean? It could have messed up a lot of things for me, so, yeah.
Wow, son, that's what it is. Yo, if you want to talk to Ace Diamond, call in at 347-826-7722, man. This is a miracle, man. This is an awesome dude doing positive things. He's a survivor. Call in, chat with him. You know what I mean? We're about to go into a quick commercial, and we're going to hold that thought real quick, Ace. We're going to be right back. Let me go to a quick commercial, all right?
All right, love.
This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yo, we live in the building with your man, the miracle man, your man they call Ace Diamond.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he's shining so bright because he's shining.
Yes.
I'm saying, doing this thing, man. Yo, what made you come up with, you know, Blow the Whistle, man? That's a hot club banger, man. What's up with that, man?
Well, actually, DJ Finesse, first of all, is a good friend of Keith Harris. Big shout out to H2O, too. Finesse was managing a kid named H2O out of Cali, and he started working with Keith Harris from the Black Eyed Peas. So they had already had, like, a working relationship. So Finesse hit him up on an email one day off the BlackBerry and was like, yo, I need you to, you know, send my man Ace an instrumental, you know what I'm saying, a track to rock to. So he, you know, willingly sent me a track, and the track kind of inspired the song Blow the Whistle, because when he sent it, it had the whistles in it. So immediately I was thinking, you know, Blow the Whistle. So I wrote one track to it, and Finesse liked the lyrics, but he didn't like the hook. So he told me to change the hook to, like, you know what I mean, be a little bit more live. So that's how I came up with Should Be a Penalty, because it was more like a sing-songy kind of thing. And now, you know what I'm saying, I turned it into, like, a club banger. And that's how that happened, man. That track actually inspired me to blow the whistle, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's how I feel. Like, when I walk in the club, blow the whistle, I'm in there, you know what I'm saying? About to shut it down. So, and it's a penalty, you know what I'm saying? So,
I was listening to that joint, yo, my head was bobbing, I was rocking, I thought I was in the club. I had my own club going on, my dude.
That's a good look right there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to drop it for him real quick.
Okay.
If y'all listening, man, turn the amp up, drop the bass. It's going down live on Lush Radio. We got that exclusive, that hot single, Blow the Whistle, from your man Ace Diamond, because he's shining. Shout out to DJ Finesse. We shutting it down. Blow the whistle. Tell me what you think.
Yes. Ace Diamond. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop off. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm Goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. Some say wild, either way, grind. Yes, Ace is not falling, but I'ma pick it up, cause hip-hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to, and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna
make you mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new sound to bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I'd just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a bump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about. Ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involving you. Ace
Diamond,
it's your boy
Diamond.
I stay high, keep the chicks eyeing. Yes,
darling,
Ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty. I'm gonna make you mine.
This should be a penalty. My outro, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This is my
blow the
whistle, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club, break goose in the cup, blow the whistle.
is my blow the whistle. Just so you know, it's not blow the whistle. It's my blow the whistle. It's a great goose in your gut, blow the whistle. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
Man, you heard exclusive on Lunch Radio, shutting it down with Ace Diamond, straight from the Providence, Rhode Island, stand up, worldwide, stand up. We in the building. That was a club.
Yeah.
I was over here doing my Beyonce bounce off that jump off right now.
No doubt. Fulltown representing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man.
Big shout out to Keith Harris, too, man. He definitely laced that track, man.
Shout out to Keith Harris. That track was ill. That track was crazy right there. Yo, that's a club banger. Y'all need to go and check this out. Y'all need to download it. Cop that. Get that. Support this man in his movement. Because you heard it first from Lush Radio, shutting it down exclusively. You heard?
Absolutely.
Yo. You want to do this video so I can, like, be in the background doing my cameo, doing my Beyonce bounce.
Oh, that's coming soon, man. And you definitely going to be in that video doing that bounce thing. Yeah, you heard?
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Man, yo, real talk. I'm tempted to play that joint again. I think I'm going to have to leave off when we finish it and rock with that joint again, son.
I ain't mad at you.
It's what it is, man. So I'm saying, Ace. Where can they, you know, log on and listen to your music? Where the site's at, man? Tell them where they need to hit you at, man.
Well, they can easily get me at www.acediamondmusic.com. That'll lead you right to my MySpace page. I'm also on Reverb Nation right now. I'm on about to be on SoundLoad. About to be on Rap City, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So right now, though, I mean, just go to www.acediamondmusic.com. You'll get it all there, you know what I'm saying, the story. Everything's there, so, and I'm about to put my whole catalog up there pretty soon, so people are going to be hearing a lot of stuff they ain't heard in a while, you know what I'm saying, so.
So, Ace, you got any other, like, future ventures that you want to tap into?
I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I got that acting bug, I think, man. I think I want to get into some acting, but, I mean, before that, you know what I mean, I definitely, you know, want to try to start my own cancer foundation, because not a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff about cancer, and everything's all good about supporting any kind of cancer, but there's not enough out there about brain cancer and stuff like that. A lot of people don't know much about it. I didn't know about it until I had it. So, I mean, I want to start my own foundation and, you know, be more of a spokesperson for cancer in the hip-hop game, because there's really nobody talking about it right now in the game. I mean, there's a lot of things being talked about, but not much about cancer, and it's a deadly thing, man, and we got to find a cure somehow, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to do stuff like that. I'm doing, I want to get more into, like, the motivational speaking thing at the high schools, colleges, and stuff like that. So, and just become a global, just brand my name, you know what I'm saying, and become, you know, just that next thing, you know what I'm saying? I want to be an entity, not an artist, you know what I'm saying? So it's bigger than just rapping, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than that. And hopefully my rap career will take me to those next levels, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man, because, you know, the Street Queens, the movement that I got going on, the sisterhood, you know, we about to lay it down and shut it down, so I'm going to have to contact you on that, and we definitely trying to get into, you know, the hospital with the cancer patients, and, you know, especially for, like, the women, because, you know, sometimes, you know, their self-esteem go down when they lose their hair and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Trying to go down there, you know, build their confidence up. You know, we trying to invade the high schools, the colleges. So when your story is motivational to anybody. So when we ready and we got our proposals together, you know, I'm going to hit you up. So, you know, you can come through and talk, you know, in the schools, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, man. I'm all with that. I'm all for, you know what I'm saying, anything positive like that. And that's what I live for. I live for the, you know what I'm saying, doing all that kind of stuff, that positive stuff. That's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? That's what my whole team, my own movement, Finesse, Mace Management, Executive Branch Entertainment. We're all about positive things, yo. So, yeah, definitely hit me up when you guys are ready to do that. I am all for that.
Yeah, I mean, in D.C. right now, Big Tigger got a Ride for Life event going on October the 5th. If you log on to My Voice, MyVoiceDC.com, you can see the whole event. It's a ride. Most of the motorcycle riders that's riding, they riding for a purpose for to support the whole AIDS, HIV cause and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Going down in D.C. October the 5th for all those, you know what I'm saying, that's concerned about the whole AIDS situation and stuff. But I think, you know, another, you know, the thing that makes me mad about the whole cancer thing, right? Why do they dedicate this month in October for breast cancer when it's an issue that goes on every single day? That's
yeah,
not
exactly. Yep.
Month, every single day. The world
right.
makes sense to me. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. I feel you on that. I think more awareness should be there every month. You know what I mean? Every month should focus on not just one, maybe just one cancer, but it should go all year round, every 365. You know what I mean? I feel you on that. Because there's not enough information out there, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people, when they get hit with cancer, they don't understand having that positive attitude about it is the most important thing. Because when you hear that, of course, everybody's going to get scared, but if you're not positive, that thing, it could kill you quick. And, you know what I'm saying, it's all about the individual and how they feel about it and how they face it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel you, though. It definitely should not only be 1 month, you know what I mean? It should be all year round, 365, you know what I'm saying?
And at the same time, people don't know that cancer can hit you real young, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
It can hit you real young, and you won't even know. And I really think they need to enforce and let the people know, like, in the high schools and elementary schools, and start being more cancer awareness going around, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
It really needs to be known.
It does, because that's what a big misconception about cancer, that it does, it only hits older people, you know what I mean? But I'm a prime example of it. It hit me at 26, so, you know what I mean? It can hit you at any time, you know what I mean? I've seen, when I was in the hospital for my first surgery, I mean, it was a lot of older people around me in the ICU, but there was one, like, maybe one-year-old baby that was in there. And it was screaming all night, and I didn't even know babies could get cancer. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? If the baby had it, the baby had a brain tumor. So
wow.
I mean, it could hit from, you know, newborns to 90 years old. You know what I mean? You never know.
Yo, that hurt my heart, cause yo, I had a real cool babysitter when I was younger, and she was going through chemo and she died, and I ain't really understand until I got older. It was like, yo, she died. She had cancer. I ain't know what cancer was.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, like, really hurt me, because cancer, like, it just, like, your body just starts deteriorating, and it's just, like, I can't even imagine how these people feel when they're going through chemo and having to go through taking all these pills and all
yeah.
that. It just hurts my heart for them to be going through this suffering, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's rough. It's rough. But when you go, I'll tell you what, though, when you go into that radiation center, that chemo center, it's like a family there, you know what I mean? When you go there, you're like family as soon as you walk in that door. I can only speak for, you know, Rhode Island Hospital out here. I mean, the oncology center there, all those people there are great. Everybody at Rhode Island Hospital, big up to them, big up to the whole staff. Because when you walk in there, they make you feel like you're going to live. You know what I'm saying? They don't ever have a dead. Those people that they hire for them, I don't know if they're all angels to me. Because when you walk in there, they make you feel real good. No matter how bad you look, you know what I'm saying, how bad you're doing, how good you're doing, that positive energy flows through that room. And there was a lot of people around me when I was going through radiation and chemotherapy that was dying. I would go in, you know, the next week, and they say, you know, so-and-so just passed, like, last night. So I feel you.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. So what motivates Ace Diamond? What makes you tick? What makes you happy, Ace Diamond? What motivates you?
My family, to tell you the truth. I don't have any kids, but, I mean, my mom, my sisters, Lindsay and Terry, my girl, big shout out to my girl, Jen, all my friends and family around me, that's what motivates me, man. Just to see a smile on their face, the crowd motivates me, the fans, the people that support me, that motivates me. And just the gift of life motivates me in general. Every day I wake up now, that's what motivates me. Every day that I get up, you know, I have a positive outlook on life now, and those things motivate me. But mostly my family. You know, I'm trying to make a better life for my mom and my sisters and them, because, you know, I'm it for them, you know what I mean? So, you know, my whole family, you know what I mean? And I just want to be able to support them, you know, the best to my ability, you know what I mean? So that's what motivates Ace Diamond.
So another quick question.
Yeah.
You prior being a cancer patient, right? And
yep.
And you went through all of the obstacles and the chemo and everything. Further down the road, when you do, you know what I'm saying, God bless you, when you do have children, do you think it would make you more aware to maybe, like, you know, to just, you know, get checkups and stuff, like, with your kids? To just
Absolutely, because that's another misconception for, I could say for my boys, as soon as it happened to me, we like to play spades, and I got all my boys together the day before I was about to go have my first surgery, and I told them, yo, everybody in this room is real young, but everybody in this room has a job. I don't have insurance. You guys have insurance. Get checked up. You know what I mean? Get a checkup. A lot of guys are afraid of the doctor. A lot of females are afraid to get checkups because they're afraid, but it's better to know than to not know. And I definitely, when I'm blessed with a kid, I will definitely be more aware. And I make my family more aware of their health now, you know what I mean, and getting checked up. Because my aunt from Florida, Auntie Bobby, you know, she's a breast cancer survivor, but she went through with the most positive attitude you will ever see, and that's how she survived. And she's like 11 years in remission now. So, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's you know, I would definitely try to do that with my kids, my whole family, you know, they're more aware of their health now and getting checkups and, you know what I'm saying? Even though we talk to the doctors, we ask them every kind of question you can, but, I mean, still, it's always good to get yourself checked up, no doubt.
Yeah, people, you heard that from Ace, man. Go get checked up. You
absolutely
got insurance. And if you in the state, go and try to get some state insurance and
yep.
Go and check yourself out, man, for real, because cancer is not no joke.
No
real
doubt. And I'm gonna tell, can I tell them one more thing, too? The state is not going to come to you and tell you that they got money for you. There is money in your state, your city, to help you. But if you don't go to them and ask for it, they ain't going to just hand it to you. So that's one thing I learned, too, like to help with some of the bills that obviously Dr. Duncan couldn't cover on his own, being the blessed man that he is, doing the surgery basically for free. There was other bills like the blood work and the hospital stays and stuff like that. And there is money out there that can help with all of that. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely just go down to your hospitals and find an advocate that works there and ask them, you know what I mean? They all got counselors there. They all got, you know, advocates there that work for the hospital strictly to find money to help you. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out at any hospital that you're around.
I'm going to go to this quick commercial real quick, and then
yeah.
I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about something for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Jeez. This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yes, the First Lady, a game face, co-founder of Street Queens, the movement, the sisterhood. You want to hear nothing but the hottest exclusive interviews? Each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, hosted by your girl Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got Street Queens, the show, the movement, the sisterhood. They got the view, I got the panelists, man. Nothing but the strongest women across the board, across the country. And we doing it hard, talking about life, talking about love, talking about the industry, man. On the movement, Street Queens, the sisterhood. The movement is hot. Come join it. Get involved. Each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, man. On Fridays, we got the powers of the mind. Nothing but the hottest men on the panel. We got your man Polo, Mr. P did it. And we got your man Mr. Finesse. We got your man State to State. Put your game face on, man. You never know who's going to be on the panel of the power of the minds, man. Talking about hip-hop, the culture, talking about indie music, talking about anything you need, the news, and where it's at, and events, each and every Friday. Check out the shows. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Your movement is my movement.
join the movement, get strong, get heard. Lushie Lush, the people's voice, man. Log on, www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Or hit me up on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline.
Yeah, yay. I'm live on the air with your man, Mr. Ace Diamond, because he's shining. Shout out to DJ Finesse, man. Mr. DJ Mason Storm. Shout out to Lil Man and his wifey Pooh out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? The whole Finesse family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Big up to State, too. I know State. You know what I'm saying? I know Game Face. Big up to DJ Golden Kid also, man. So
that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. No
is.
Doubt.
Yo, Ace.
Yes.
This is something for the ladies.
Okay.
Yo, I mean, ladies, if you're listening, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't catch the show, you can download it. But, you know, Mr. Ace Diamond is a smooth criminal. Mr. Ace Diamond is a very sexy young man. So, for the ladies, are you single or somebody got you wrapped up, man?
Somebody got me wrapped up, man. A real wonderful individual named Jennifer. She got me wrapped up, so I'm off the market. off the market.
He just shut you down, ladies, man. He said he off the market. Okay. He's wrapped up.
Yeah, but I still be doing songs for the ladies, though.
But you know that don't mean he still love groupies, though. He still love that.
Absolutely.
Groupie. Come on and give him that groupie love.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Word up. That's what it is, man. So, how did you meet your significant other, man?
Woo, that's a story and a half right there. Actually, a week before I had my seizure, I met Jen in a bar. I was just there, you know, doing my thing or whatever, and somebody said her aunt usually goes to this bar too. So I was like, she was wanting to introduce me to her for a while, you know what I mean? But I met her. We went out like to the movies, had dinner like a couple times, and then that Monday that I had my seizure, we were supposed to go out that night, and I had a seizure, you know what I mean? And so when I'm in the hospital, I told my sister, Lindsay, I was like, this girl, Jen, may be calling. I just went out with her a couple times. If she calls, just, you know, fill her in on the information briefly or whatever, and just let her know, you know, maybe at some point I'll try to get back to her. She was at the hospital the next day, and the rest is history.
Wow. She was by your side.
Definitely. She didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? Most people would run from that. It's a little bit too much responsibility for a girl that's independent, holding her own thing down. You know what I'm saying? Being an assistant manager for Burberry. You know what I'm saying? She was doing her own thing. She don't need no man in her life, but, you know, I guess she needs me.
Hey, you sound kind of cocky over there, my dude.
Nah. I just threw that out there because I know she's listening.
Shout out to Jen, man. You're a good woman, strong woman. Standing by your man. That's what it is, man. I send out much respect to you, much love, Jen. Doing your thing out there, man. That's what it is. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep that one on lock.
Yeah, let me know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk, man. So, yeah. I mean, you're a good dude, man. I wish you much respect and love. And, I pray that everything that you want in life, that you accomplish, and everything that you think of or put action to, it comes to pass, you know. And like I said, God won't put too much on you that you can't bear. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's what's up, yeah. And I wish you the same. I wish you the same, too, Lushie Lush. You're doing your thing, so... Thank you once again for this opportunity, too, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always here for you, you know what I mean? You fam, like you said to me in the message, you fam, too. So, you know what I mean? It's all good now.
Hey, you know, Finesse, my big brother, you know what I'm saying? You my brother, too. So, you know what I'm saying? All love. Me, Casa. You don't just had to come in just for today. You were still driving and say, yo, Ace Diamond in the building. I'm going to give y'all my updates, and I'm going to holler.
Yeah. No doubt. I definitely will do that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We got mad love, you know what I'm saying, for you on Lush Radio. You can come here whenever you feel like it. If you just want to come over here and vent, I got you. It's nothing. You know what I mean? You know, family over here. And before we leave off, you know what I'm saying, I want you to give them that MySpace information so they can know what's really hood.
Yeah, once again, like I said, you know, www.AceDiamondMusic.com. That'll bring you right to the MySpace, Ace Diamond 401. You know what it is, Pro Town representing. Big shout-out to DJ Finesse. Big shout-out to Matt Netto, the publicist. Big shout-out to my family, my sisters, my mom, all my friends, the EP crew. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Definitely holding it down for Ace Diamond. And big up to Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? They're doing it very big. Always check out Lush on LushRadioOnline.com. You know what it is.
That's what it is, man. I love you so much, my dude. I just want to give you a big old snuggly hug, dog.
Man, when I see you, we can definitely do that. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Much love. I'm a holler at you later and hit you up on that MySpace. Y'all need to check out my bruh. He's doing his thing. Ace Diamond got the club banger. Blow the whistle, shutting it down. Y'all need to cop that. Go and check him out on his MySpace page. You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing his thing. And I say it only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. Stop killing each other. Stop cutting each other's throats, man. Support the independent entrepreneurs, independent artists, DJs, business owners, doing their things. Love, peace, and happiness, and chicken grease, man. I'm doing it real big on Lush Radio, man. Your girl, Lushy Lush, first lady of Game Face, you know what I'm saying, the people's voice. I don't do this for me. I do this for the people in the streets. I do this for the people that's locked up. I do it for the cancer patients. I do it for the people that want to get their voice heard. I'm the people's voice. I was chosen to do this, man. Get real with yourself and step your game up and blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Yes. Ace Diamond. Yeah. It's the Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make
you should be a penalty. I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. And the children, I'm goodwill hunting, give them something to choke on, embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. Some say wildin', either way, grindin'. Yes, Ace is not fallin', but I'ma pick it up, cause hip hop is callin'. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high, feeling pissy, little pissy in your man's high. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to, and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make
you mine. Keep pushing that. You should be a penalty. I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new sound to bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involved in you. Ace Diamond, it's your boy Diamond. I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, dog, Ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club, hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
You should be a penalty. I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
I might get hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Outro, just so you know, if not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in the cup, blow the whistle. This
This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle in the club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle.
Not fashion.